Welcome to the Blood Brothers Podcast. I'm Ben Steiger, your host. Joining me today is Hawken Lewis, not only on staff here at Blood Brothers, but also a good friend and great brother. But welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on again.
You bet. You bet. So how long have we been friends?
3.5 to 4 years.
I wouldn't go that far. I think we've known each other that long, but we probably only been friends for a year.
Dang, a year?
I'm messing with you. You have definitely grown to be a great friend, and it's been really fun over the last few years figuring out how to come alongside each other in our battle and our pursuit of Christ, and also just encouraging and challenging one another. And, you know, one of the ways that you encourage and challenge me is in my, you know, beyond faith, beyond my pursuit of Christ, is in fitness and, you know, exercise and nutrition. And it's been fun. We have a lot of banter, back and forth between the two of us, but your career experience and college education, you know, prior to this was, you know, around health and fitness or fitness and nutrition, and it's been neat implementing your knowledge, different aspects into my life, but then also different aspects of some of the things we're doing with the Blood Brothers ministry, specifically the Beyond Desire Challenge, which will come out, Lord willing, this fall. But anyways, so you've been on the team on full-time staff going on 3 years now.
Yes.
And you are our connections specialist, but why don't you tell me some about just tell our listeners some just about what your role is here and what you do.
Yeah, I feel that in becoming a connection specialist, when you know I started on staff 2.5, almost 3 years ago, we had this role in mind, and I think it's as we've grown and, you know, molded this challenge into something that's, you know, better than we ever could have imagined, my role is also molded a little bit as well, as we're seeing, like, you know, putting the emphasis on guides, and then here comes churches. Like, my role is to effectively communicate what the challenge is to guides, to churches, to people who want to go through it, so they can see the value in it and what it means to implement it to what they're doing already, or something that they can get behind and do, you know, for the church as a whole.
Yeah, yeah. So we're at the specific stage of the season where we're coming out of winter into spring, and historically the challenge has ran May through October. Yeah. And this is the stage where a lot of men are going through guide training. They're getting equipped to lead guys through the challenge. And this is kind of the stage where we're looking to onboard new churches or leaders to bring this challenge to their men. Last year, we did a very controlled launch of the Everyman Challenge. And that was coming out of the Blood Brothers Challenge. And the Everyman Challenge is literally about reaching, you know, every man that we possibly can. We don't want any man that desires a raw and authentic brotherhood of men, that desires an opportunity to tap into his godly potential, to learn more about what it means to be a Christian man. We don't want any man not to have that opportunity. Mm-hmm. And so our vision, every man embracing the lifelong adventure, loving God completely, heart, mind, soul, strength, loving others, and then honing it. Mm-hmm. We want to see a raw and authentic brotherhood of men rise up within the church and lead the way. And so the Everyman Challenge is designed to partner with churches and individuals. Ideally, it's through the church. That's where we see the greatest impact.
Right.
But what are your words to people that are not participating in the Everyman Challenge at this point? So let me back up. Last year we did a controlled launch where we invited 15 trusted leaders to come alongside us and to help us kind of mold and shape the challenge. This year we're doing what we're calling a soft launch, where we're looking for up to 50 new braids, which is huge, because the most we've ever had is what, 15 braids.
Yeah.
And we said, well, what do we feel like we can manage? Because we're a really small team. You know, we only have three of us on full-time staff. We have some interns and part-time. But how many braids do you feel like we could manage? And we came up with the number 50. Mm-hmm. So that's not necessarily a goal, but it's what we feel like we can manage this year as we launch a few new aspects. And I'll let you share some about that here in a little bit. But this year is still just kind of honing and making sure that this is going to work well and there aren't any bugs in the system before we do a full launch in 2025. So for anybody that's listening that may have participated in the Everyman Challenge, they may not have, but they're currently not, and they may or may not be somebody to lead the challenge. But what do you have to say to men or women to see the Everyman Challenge come their way?
Yeah, I think a beautiful thing that has like really sprouted into a bigger vision this past year, or in this off season, so to speak, since last season, is that the understanding that, you know, our focus, like our intent, is to show the love of Jesus to others. And we've come into this cool spot where it's not like the Everyman Challenge isn't the only thing, but it's one of the best things we've come to realize. And like, A, like fighting for the hearts of men, but also showing them what the love of Jesus can do in their lives. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's really cool, is because we're not like pushing this is the only thing you can do to get your guys where they be. No, this is one of the best things we've ever seen and come up with. And it's pointing them to Jesus, which everyone should be, every church, every faith-based thing should be doing anyways, right? And so I think that's it. Like your husbands, whatever, your brothers, fathers, whatever it is, they should be seeking out Jesus. Well, this is a great tool that they can use and utilize in order to, you know, get them to start seeking out Jesus on a daily basis in their lives, to help them be better husbands, fathers, brothers, whatever it may be.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and discipleship is something that by and large, I'll say the church, the big C church, you know, I won't say the big C church. I'll say Western church has really struggled over the last couple of decades to fully embrace. And I did a podcast on that a while ago, and we're not going to go into that, but discipleship is something that it's not an optional. You know, it was like something that Jesus said, go make disciples. And so many individuals are not discipleship focused, and a lot of churches are not discipleship focused when it's what Jesus was all about. You know, taking this gift of salvation and this understanding of our faith and passing it on to others, and teaching them, you know, to do the same. And the Everyman Challenge is an incredible tool and resource, you know, to help men in that process to become knowledgeable in the Word of God, at least. And it doesn't matter whether it's somebody that is kicking the tires of Christianity, does not yet have a relationship with Christ, or somebody that has been following Jesus for a long, long time. What the Everyman Challenge does is unpack different aspects of how a man pursues Christ, grows and fosters that relationship, and how he connects with others, you know, to help that process. And so my question to you with that is, why is the Everyman Challenge so impactful? What makes this different than other things out there? And like you said, it's not the only thing, and praise God for that. You know, that there are multiple men's ministries out there, but for us, we haven't found something that works like this or is this impactful. What is it about the Everyman Challenge that makes it so impactful?
The first thing that comes to my mind is it creates space, you know, it creates an environment for men to come into, you know, to be around other guys who are, they're going through life with, you know, these guys that maybe they are, you know, in church leadership, or maybe they don't have a faith at all, but it comes to a place where guys can be vulnerable. They can understand that other guys are going through some of the same stuff that I've gone through, and it gives them a place to kind of, you know, let down those walls, release some of that or take off the mask that they're wearing, and, you know, reveal a little sense of, you know, they are real, they are going through crap, and being authentic to really have a place that Jesus can come into and you know, get these guys to start to understand this is where I'm at, and this is what it takes to move forward. You know, I tell people all the time, like, if you're lost in the woods, the first thing you have to do is admit you're lost. Mm. Only then can you move forward. So it's getting guys to a place where, like, man, I'm screwed up just like everyone else is. And then with that, the beautiful thing, again, I keep using that word because it is, but what's the resources that the challenge has, that the Everyman Challenge has, is it's not about the greatest leader. It's not about, like, you know, having a huge amount of guys. The curriculum set up to where just create a place for guys to show up and everything else is done. The questions, the videos, they all create this space, or this place that guys can, you know, work through their own lives at their own pace. Yeah. But ultimately always pointing to Jesus.
Yeah. 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 I love the aspect of the brotherhood that, you know, creating this raw and authentic atmosphere for men to be real, where they can drop the facade, they mm-hmm. can stop being a poser, acting like they have it all together. And, you know, so much of that comes from their leaders, from, we call them guides, you know, yeah. guys that have been through life in a specific way and are able to lead guys. It's not that they have it all figured out, right. But they know the path, and they're taking guys on this path with them, and they're going through this challenge together. And the guide sets the tone, you know, yeah. real and authentic, and making it clear. And I make it clear from the top down that, man, I don't have it all figured out, and that I am messed up, and yeah. that I am no better nor more special than you, Hawken. Mm-hmm. And that I'm following the one that does have it all figured mm-hmm. out, though. I'm following Jesus, and I'm not perfect. You know, don't put me on a pedestal, but let's do this together. Right. I need you by my side. You need me by your side. Let's move forward. And that's kind of how it works inside of a braid. You know, we call right. our groups braids. A strand of two or three is not easily broken, Ecclesiastes. And so that raw brotherhood, a lot of guys take part in the challenge. Maybe they came out of the military or the fire service or, mm-hmm. or police force or a sports team or whatever.
Yeah.
And they thought, man, I never thought I was going to have a brotherhood like that mm-hmm. again. And they experience such deep bonding through these different activities, whether it is in the military, where maybe you guys saw combat, and they had a brother watching their six, mm-hmm. and just a deep relationship was formed, or in the fire department, those guys spend a lot of time together. They do life together, and so just these deep bonds are formed. And you know, it's unfortunate that, to a very large degree, guys do not relate a brotherhood to the body of mm-hmm. Christ in the way that they could or should. The body of Christ should be the greatest brotherhood that there is, and unfortunately, that's not the case. And so, hence the term or the name Blood Brothers. Mm-hmm. You know, people think, well, Blood Brothers, what's that about? Do you guys get together and, you know, cut your hands and shake, or do you eat raw meat? You know, like, well, what do you do? And
right.
Man, we came up with the name Blood Brothers because of this common ground that we find through the blood of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. That none of us are better, more special. We're all jacked up, and we're saved by the blood of Christ. And so we come into the Everyman Challenge as just men. We encourage our guides not to allow guys to talk about what they do. Mm-hmm. We actually encourage them to be, hey, consider yourself a chimney sweep. Although there are chimney sweeps out there, and that's not a derogatory thing.
But don't
talk about what you do, because so many guys find their identity and their job and what they do instead of, and I am a son of God, you know.
That's so, the one thing I do with my braid is that I've led in the past is I say, like, one of the first questions I ask is, hey, what do you guys do for a living? And immediately the first guy triggers it, and I know it's happening every single time, and he starts with his job, and it's boom, 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 boom. And I'm like, I asked what you do for a living. I asked what your job was.
Yeah.
And like, because you're a father, you're a son, you're a husband, you're like all these things. And I'm like, that's what you, like, you're a son of the living God. Like, that's what you are. And that's what you, like, that's what you do for a living, is share that with others. And so I set that tone from the get-go to be like, that's not your identity. Like, remove that immediately. Because so many people, men especially, they do that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and, we have different friendships, certainly with people that, it's so easy for their identity to get wrapped up in their career and what they do, and especially athletes.
Oh yeah.
And, I know, you know about this as a fitness athlete. I have baseball playing friends that, they get to the end of their career and they don't know what to do. They don't know where to go, and they don't know how to do it. And there seems to be, and that's not the case with everybody, but it seems to be the case on average that there's a large amount of their identity wrapped up in the game and what they did. And as they get older and they start to lose their abilities, they're not able to perform the same way they were, on the field as a younger guy, and there's other guys out competing them. They start to really start feeling down and lost. And the same happens with guys in the workplace, just in different degrees, that they put their identity in what they do instead of who they are. And it's, as you said, you can go through that list, but at the end of the day, as a Christian, man, I am a son of God, and I'm chosen, and I'm free, and I'm redeemed, and I'm created on purpose for a purpose in the image of God. And that purpose didn't stop when an aspect of what I did in my life stopped. And so there's this big identity crisis that I believe we really help men dig into and start to recognize, wait a second, I have a greater purpose than what I believed I originally did. And guys come into this and they start to recognize their purpose in a whole new way. And as they recognize this, they're going through this process with other brothers by their sides. They're forming these authentic relationships that are just deep, deep bonds, deep, deep friendships. And that's one of the things I love about the Everyman Challenge is you enter many times a stranger. And a lot of guys, like 95% of men, don't have close friends.
Yeah.
And they come into the challenge and they leave just with so many friends, deep relationships that, it takes effort. But I have seen so many friendships come out of the Everyman Challenge. And it's not just dudes, it's couples, like husbands and wives. They're getting their families together, and all of a sudden they're doing life together. And it's awesome.
Well, with all of those things you've talked about, that's one of the big things that I've loved about the Everyman Challenge and Blood Brothers in general is, whether it's, military or certain sporting events, like, those are groups of guys that have like relationships because of that group. They're with those people all the time. But the one thing that, one of the things besides like Jesus that separates Blood Brothers is you're accountable to someone. You're accountable to a group of guys. They're like, hey, I've been through that. I know what it takes to get out, or I know how you can, or what some of the things you can do to help you. And I'm going to hold you accountable to that. If you're screwing up, I'm going to say, dude, like, what's going on? How can I come alongside you in this journey? And although a lot of instances, whether it's on the battlefield or on the field of play and sports and things like that, whatever it is, Like, yeah, they are accountable to that activity. But when it comes outside of that, with your marriage, with you being a dad, whatever it is, like, typically don't get that.
Right.
And so it's with Blood Brothers, like, you're accountable to a group of guys that want the best for you, not only as a man, but as a man in your current environment.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I've loved about it.
Yeah, that's good. So walk our listeners through, walk them through the challenge first,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll walk through if they wanted to see the challenge come to where they're at, what that would take. But how does the challenge work? So for a participant, somebody signs up, how does it work?
Yeah, so the challenge is 5 full months and based around a curriculum that we've established for years, right? And so once you sign up for the challenge, you're going to A, get reached out to by a braid leader, by a guide, and they're going to lay out what it looks like. And so you have 5 full months all geared around the heart, mind, soul, strength, and what it is to love others, the first and greatest commandment, right? And in that, in those months, you have a group event, which is typically a 2 to 3 hour event centered around a lesson video for that month, whether it's heart or soul or mind. And then you have an activity that gets guys together, gets them involved. Sometimes it's physical, sometimes it's mental, sometimes it's both, but it's all geared towards building those bonds and relationships between the guys. And typically from then, you have 3 weeks of what we call map checks. Typically they're 45 minutes to an hour and a half, depending on the size of your braid, but you're breaking down a question, right? You're working through a question centered around that heart, soul, mind, strength. And then between map checks, you're individually, as a guy, working on what we call solo challenges. And those solo tasks or solo challenges, what they do is, again, they're all, maybe it's push-ups, or maybe you're reading through a book wild at heart, or you're memorizing scripture and taking time to be silent with the Lord. And then you're breaking down how well you did on those on a weekly basis at those map checks.
So
that's kind of the flow. And typically that's how it works. You have group event, map check, map check, map check, and then group event again. And that's how it plays out at the end of the season.
Yeah. Yeah. And the group events are always powerful. And typically there's an element of fun there. And, guys sometimes have a hard time justifying fun. And even wives are like, well, you're just going having a bunch of fun. And, the first group event or whatever. But then they start to see the change in the man. And it's incredible. But fun's a gift from God, it makes everything better. That's one of our core values, that God did give us this gift of fun and engaging.
Absolutely.
A lot of men have a hard time letting down and justifying soul care.
Yeah.
Taking care of what is the most important gift they can give others, themselves. And you can look at that from a selfish perspective, but true soul care is taking, stewarding the mm-hmm. gift of myself in the best way so that I can be the best husband, father, friend, leader, Jesus follower, that I can be. And Jesus took time, to pull away and to invest in himself.
Yeah.
And these group events are about pulling away from the craziness of life.
Mm-hmm.
And we typically use a fun activity to help engage guys in a deeper truth and deeper lessons. And then they go into those map checks. And the map checks are so incredible because that's where a lot of the relationship depth happens. Mm-hmm. And I love that. So if somebody wanted to start the Everyman Challenge in their church, or as an individual, and I'm not talking about participating, I'm talking about leading, and for our listeners, if you are somebody that is considering leading, I can't encourage you enough to take that very, very seriously. Mm-hmm. It's an incredible tool to disciple those around you.
Yeah.
And it's something that builds. It's not just something where you're investing for 5 months. You invest for 5 months, and then God gets these guys' hearts that you have led through the challenge. And somebody else steps up to lead, or two people step up to lead, and organically it just grows, and it's a ripple effect. And so I just want to encourage our listeners that now is the time that we are looking for individuals to partner with us to battle for the hearts of men in your sphere. We can't battle for the hearts of men in your sphere, but we can equip you to be able to do that. So how would they get involved?
Well, one thing I would immediately suggest is if you're an individual when you hear this and you're wanting to bring this to your church or community, reach out to us. But the sooner we can get involved and interaction with church leadership in that church community in some form or fashion, then we can better communicate the heart of this challenge. And once we're able to do that, like once you have the backing of the church, it's so much easier to grow because they're sharing it, they're talking about it, and you have more guys saying, well, my church is talking about this, it must be something of value, right?
Yeah.
And so if the sooner and better we can get involved with that leadership, then it's going to just help you like from the get-go. But we have a wonderful website that our staff has built and put tons of value and work into to basically explain every detail you could think about the challenge to where like you don't have to look all over the place for how this was ran, how it works. It's all on there. And if you just go to the website, it breaks down everything. And then from there, if you're wanting more information of, okay, let's get this started, how's this work? Then we're here to assist you in that.
Yeah.
And so bloodbrothers.org is our website. I can't recommend it enough because it lays out absolutely everything you need. And then from there, it's contacting us, getting us involved to where, like, let's connect with you or your church leadership and then break down what it looks like to partner together, because then we're reaching even more men in that community.
Yeah. And there's all kinds of FAQs, there where, well, what if this, what if that? A lot of those questions are answered. And then when an individual decides to partner with us, that's our top priority, is equipping our guides to be able to utilize this resource to the best of their ability. And so we equip them with marketing tools and resources from videos of past participants who have gone through the challenge, who are speaking to guys that might participate, from wives whose husbands have been part of the challenge, to communicate to wives of husbands who might participate. And then just multiple levels of engagement for a guide and for participants. But one of the big things that we launched this year is the automated guide training.
Yep.
In the past, guys used to come to us or have to join us online live. And we launched a new tool, the automated or online guide training resource, and where guides can do it at their own pace. But on average, it takes just a couple hours, right?
Yeah. Well, and that's what's, been so awesome to see is we've had a guide training in the past, which has been 4 weeks long, 2 hours a session. And we've put everything online and broken it down to where it's maybe 2 hours. And so it's so much more accessible, and you can get through so much quicker to feel I'm fully equipped to lead these guys that I want to lead through this challenge.
Yeah. Without sacrificing the value of training too. So we're excited about that. And I
wanted to say too, I think a lot of, guys worry that this is perfect for leadership or someone who's been in Bible school or, someone leading at a church to run through this. And I don't think I'm ready yet. But the great thing about this is all the curriculum is done for you. And you're essentially just creating space for guys in your sphere, guys in your environment to show up. And once you do that, the curriculum, the questions, the videos, they set the stage for everything else that a guy is going to experience and be revealed about himself. And all you're doing is kind of saying, hey, I have a place for you. And then it's kind of hands off, so to speak, besides organizing and things like that.
Yeah. So it's laid out very well. And a guide just has to fill in gaps here and there. And, the guidebook makes it clear, hey, prepare a response to this video lesson. Just a couple of minutes. How'd it hit you? And just being real and authentic with those who participate. So we're looking to launch this season in May. Ideally, we hear from guys in the next couple of weeks when this podcast launches. It might be April or just beginning of April. So we'll still have, you know, a month, which is plenty of time to pull things together. But man, we encourage you guys to get on board. And if you are not actively discipling individuals in your life, men in your life, or if you feel called, this is a great resource to do so. And if you want to participate, you know, we are growing around the country, different areas of Florida, North Carolina, Indiana, and Kentucky, and Colorado, maybe Texas, maybe Michigan, and different areas. We're partnered with Major League Baseball Chapel this year. And so we have some chapel leaders that are using it in the ball, what do you call it? The ball house?
That's not what it's called, but yes.
It's not. Steve would make fun of me right now. But
clubhouse.
The clubhouse for their chapels. But then those pastors are also leading local churches. And so, Lord willing, we'll see more and greater impact. And I just bought tickets for Nepal. Holy cow, those are so expensive. But we can't get away from it. We know that God is doing something there. But we want to see the Everyman Challenge start to grow around the world. And so if you know of pastors, men, churches, organizations across the country or around the world that might be interested in the Everyman Challenge, please get them in touch with us. Bare minimum, send them the website, bloodbrothers.org, and say, hey, I thought you might be interested in that. Get us directly in touch with them. So in closing, do you have anything you want to say?
This has been the, you know, when I went through the challenge 3 years ago, I'll just put it this way. I was doing a lot of things to earn God's favor, but not doing the thing that truly mattered, and that was developing a relationship with Jesus. And once I learned that, I understood God's direction and calling for me to reach and impact even more men in my sphere, in my community. So if you're on the edge or you think that God's pulling you in a certain direction and this just, you know, maybe hits you in the chest and you're like, man, maybe this is it, jump all over it, because God's moving in your life and moving you to a direction to where you're going to impact and can impact a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah, that's good, man. That's good. Well, Hawk, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Today and for sharing with our partners and listeners, and we'll see where the Lord takes
absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely.
Hopefully we get some people to say, hey, let's do this, and they jump on board. But thank you for joining us for the Blood Brothers podcast. Like, subscribe, and share. There's people out there that would love to hear what you're hearing. So share it with those around you. Thanks so much. We'll see you next time.
See ya.